This Sunday, the Lansing Symphony Orchestra is on stage at the Wharton Center for its annual holiday concert, but they'll have some very special guests as well. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me now after speaking with the LSO's Timothy Moffitt, as well as some of those special guests. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. Yeah, there will be plenty of guests for Sunday's Lansing Symphony concert, but not only will guest soprano and crowd favorite Mara Bonde be returning, the Arts Chorale of Greater Lansing returns as well for a bit of Messiah, some Nutcracker, not to mention Mel Torme's Christmas song, you know, the chestnuts roasting on an open fire song. Yeah, yeah. However, the second half will also feature eight mid-Michigan high schoolers to perform alongside the Lansing Symphony.
Side by Side is a program we've had going for some years now, and it just sort of in the last few years found its place on the Holiday Pops. We've been doing it on other programs. We've been doing it on a family concert or on the young people's program, but it never really fit into the purpose of those programs. But then when you look at the family element behind a Holiday Pops concert, this seemed like a great time to feature the talent. Not to mention, we always have a huge house for this concert, so literally thousands of people will get to see and hear some of the extraordinary talent in the mid-Michigan area.
As for the process of choosing which students will participate in the Lansing Symphony's side-by-side program.
So we have auditions in the fall for this. The announcement goes out that the auditions are happening, and the music is sent out to interested young people, and then they come in and play an audition for a group of our musicians. Lansing Symphony musicians provide the audition panel. Those that are selected then go through a process where there's a mentoring session with some of our principal players. They do a rehearsal with me on their own, and they'll come in and do a rehearsal with the entire symphony, and then we put it on stage.
One of those students is Genevieve Brown of Williamston.
I am homeschooled. I am a sophomore, and I play the flute.
Genevieve remembers that audition to join the Lansing Symphony's side-by-side initiative very vividly.
When you get there, they choose a few measures throughout the piece that they want you to play, usually the most difficult passages, and then they'll throw in one super simple passage just to throw you off so that they make sure that you're not just practicing the hard parts, you're also practicing the easy parts and getting the melodic system. And then you have a blind audition. It means that there's either a screen or a different room where the musician who is performing for the judging panel is. And also, in this case, I was on a stage. There was carpet down so that they couldn't hear if I was a male or a female walking. And then around the judges, they had a screen so that they couldn't see me. And it was just a dark screen, and they just were sitting back there. I knew they were there because I could hear them. And they knew I was there because Krista came in and she's like, student number two, flute. And so they knew I was a flute and they knew I was a kid, but that's all they knew. I chose to start flute when I was 9. And so everything musical has basically been my decision of what I wanted to do and what I didn't want to do. There's been a few things where you should do this, but the Lansing Symphony activities I've always wanted to participate in, and I was always used to be too young. So last year when I was finally a big girl and I was old enough to do it, I was really excited. So to be here and be playing this again is really fantastic.
Now for Sunday's performance, there are three pieces that the side-by-side student performers will be joining the Lansing Symphony for. The Farandole from Bizet's L'Arlésienne, the Skater's Waltz by Waldteufel, and The March of the Toys by Victor Herbert. Of those three, which is this 10th grade flautist Genevieve Brown looking forward to most of all?
Really looking forward to the Skater's Waltz because I've never played that before with another ensemble. All three pieces are really great classical orchestral repertoire. And the L'Arlésienne Suite, I've played that before on Piccolo with other ensembles. And I'm excited to play it here at the Lansing Symphony on flute.
And And as a homeschool student, how did Genevieve Brown learn about this opportunity to study and play with members of the LSO?
Last year, my teacher, Dr. Tess Miller, my private instructor, she recommended I try this. And then also when I was part of the Mid-Michigan Youth Symphony last year, they sent in a representative to come in and tell us about it. And they also sent a representative to our homeschool ensemble, and they told us about it there. And then this year, my private instructor, Dr. Brian Garnuccio, he said, oh, you should try this again, and so you can play with us again. And then same thing, they sent in people to the homeschool group that I play with and Mid-Michigan Youth Symphony.
And though the auditions for the Lansing Symphony's Side by Side, where high schoolers play with the LSO members, have been finished for a while, the real work for this Sunday's concert hasn't yet begun.
First on rehearsal is on Saturday. We have a rehearsal with some of the musicians. I don't think it's the full orchestra. And then afterwards, we have kind of a little instructor private time. So it's just like one-on-one with the musicians or the woodwinds all working together or the strings all working together. So we learn our parts and how they fit and we play them. Then we have like another full group rehearsal.
For the concert, Genevieve Brown will be with the Lansing Symphony's principal flutist and MSU professor, Richard Sherman, who Ms. Brown has met before.
I have met Rick Sherman before. I heard him at a community music school flute day a few years ago, like 3 or 4. And I played with him last year, although I mainly worked with Dr. Brian Garnuccio through those rehearsals.
And as a former music educator, I just had to ask Genevieve if there were any spots she wasn't ready for yet.
There's like 2 measures, but I think it's actually a flute solo, so Rick Sherman will be playing it. So I'm glad that I won't have to deal with any of that stress.
In addition to Genevieve Brown and the other side-by-side high school performers, another exceedingly talented individual joins the Lansing Symphony Orchestra on the Wharton Center stage this Sunday afternoon, the soprano Mara Bonde, a soprano who must be very versatile when she sings with the LSO as she goes from singing the Baroque ornamentation of Handel's Messiah to another work called Hot Santa.
Well, yes, Mara Bonde is exactly that person. I mean, her versatility and artistry are really extraordinary. I mean, she does sing one of the most beautiful Rejoice Greatlys I've heard. She's got just a magnificent voice for the Baroque era work. It's flexible and light and brilliant and just works so beautifully in that aria. But then when it's time to, you know, launch into Hot Santa, she's comfortable in that world as well. I've worked with Mara several times. Over the years, we met totally coincidentally. I was conducting in Connecticut, and it was the Barbara Knoxville summer 1915. And the soprano, the day of the concert, the soprano fell ill and had to scramble to find someone in the area. And Mara was in Boston with no rehearsal and sang this in concert magnificently, the Barbara. That's how we first got to know each other, and since then, I've had her do many concerts because the audiences love her, and she just does a terrific job.
Sunday's Lansing Symphony Holiday Concert ends with a traditional audience sing-along, which is optional, but should you add your voice to the audience chorus under the direction of Maestro Timothy Muffet, you will have some help from the concert program.
Yeah, I think we put the words in there, but it's all very traditional Christmas music, and if you don't know the words, then just make some up, and you'll be fine. You know, I'm always surprised. You know, we are in Michigan, where music is very much at the foundation of bringing up kids in this state, and it's been that way for generations. And so, I am always amazed at how beautiful the singing is from the audience, and it just goes back to that, I think, Midwestern tradition of choral singing that trickles down into all the individuals.
Now the question to end all questions, will there be any surprises in store for Sunday's concert?
One never knows what surprises might happen, but if I told you about them, they wouldn't be a surprise, would they?
Touché. Touché indeed. Find out exactly what Maestro Timothy Moffett and the Lansing Symphony Orchestra have in store this Sunday, December 13th at 3 p.m. at the Wharton Center's Cobb Great Hall. Tickets and more information are available at lansingsymphony.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.